You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was traumatized. I kept thinking Vegas strippers, Doug's massage, excessive drinking, drug use, unprotected sex. Like, it's all, like, flashing in front of me.
I don't know why you're being such a bitch about it.
Because I have a UTI and I'm in pain.
And if you don't learn frustration tolerance when you're a toddler, you're going to be a very unhappy adult in therapy the rest of your life.
You're looking at him.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Chef Stuart O'Keefe and Paige Davis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That is a very nice color on you, Chef Stu.
Thank you. The chocolate brown.
I love it. It looks really good on you.
Okay, thank you.
Are you waiting for the butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. I can tell you're waiting for the butt. There's no butt.
Don't you dare.
We were just, Keen and I went to the restroom together. I don't like to go alone. I usually always will buddy up. Jameson, I always ask him every morning if he'll go with me, and you never go.
I already went.
But it's so weird. You never really go with me, and I don't know why. Is it because I talk during?
I don't want to be with you while you're holding your penis. No offense.
But, okay, the way it's laid out, though, there's only one very private urinal, and then there's three stalls. Now, there's never three people in the stalls, ever. And it's, once again, just it's a serious fuck-up, really. It's a serious, meaning S-I-R-R-I-U-S-X-M fuck-up. Because I was talking to Kian, while he was, you were in the urinal. I had to go to the fucking booth. And I just thought, this is stupid. They should take the first booth, remove it, and then we could do three private urinals there.
I'll put it in the suggestion box.
And still have two booths.
How
and
many
no
people
one is ever using.
Poops?
Rarely. I've never seen two at a time.
I'm definitely not going in there.
I've only seen one person use the stall at a time, you know, and actually go number two. So the point is that it is very poorly designed and poorly organized.
Do you think more people could be communally together in that bathroom if the design, more people would be drawn in and wanting to pee together?
It's just inefficient.
This could be season two of Hollywood Housewives.
Jameson's like Hair Bar back in
the
day.
Oh, well, we redo the Sirius XM bathroom.
Yeah, maybe put
a
disco
great
ball,
idea.
A bar.
Make it like the Abbey where they have the urinal trough.
That's right, a trough.
Love a trough.
Now, Alyssa, you were cited walking out of the gender-neutral bathroom today, and you know what that means.
Everybody thinks I took a dump.
And what happened? Because I know you would never do that at work.
I would never do that at work. The women's bathroom was out of order this morning.
Oh, good to
know.
And
so I just had to do a little tinkle, and there I go into the gender nooch.
What I didn't realize is how good the lighting is in there for selfies.
It's so good. It's I took three selfies.
Did you really?
It's one of my dating profile pics. It's a great mirror.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I had no idea the lighting was so good in the gender neutral, because I don't go in there for obvious reasons.
Can you redo our bathrooms for us, please?
God.
That's so fun. Actually, Jeff, it is a good idea for season two.
Just to redo the bathroom?
It'd be incredible.
We could probably get Amazon to put like $150,000 into it.
Oh my God, it'll be like Melissa Rivers.
Yes. You're right. It'd be another $150,000.
That is good.
Ooh, James,
wow. I'm going there after
cute.
The show.
It is nice.
The lighting's incredible.
Oh, for your profile pic for what?
Yeah.
For what? Your dating app?
Maybe update my Facebook profile pic?
Yeah. Yesterday, I got my new temporary teeth.
They look
gorgeous.
So good.
Thank you. I'm very pleased. Thank God for the Xanax. I slept for the first hour and a half solid. Gone. Don't even remember the first hour and a half. To the point where I took the Xanax an hour before the appointment. So, and remember what Shane told everybody, all of my employees. He's like, this is the time to ask for time off or raises. And I was fucked up. And he was helping me walk because I was a little woozy. And he said, hey, is there any way I could take 2 weeks off? And so I was like, well, what weeks are you looking at? Like, normally. I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I was like, oh, what, you know, what weeks are you thinking about? So he's very smart asking that. Very smart. Started to ask me for favors and things while I'm on Xanax. Anyway, couldn't watch TV because what we didn't really count on is that the doctor and the assistants were in front of the TV the whole time.
That's a huge miss.
And also, I have good taste in television shows.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I think it's going to distract them and it's going to take longer.
Oh, God.
So I purposely did not watch TV. So it was a very long day, 6.5 hours in the chair.
Like for you, that's like, you can't sit still for like
it
5 minutes.
It was like 6 days.
Oh.
When you put ADD me in a chair, I can't move, 6.5 hours.
But you did fall asleep.
For the first hour and a half.
You always say this. Jeff always says this. He's like, I can't fall asleep. You know, I didn't sleep well last night. He falls asleep after like 10 minutes of like,
I'm
he gives
so
me like
jealous.
A kiss goodnight. He's like, good night, whatever. He
it's not even 10 minutes.
And I'm like, motherfucker's asleep already. And I'm just like staring at the ceiling.
Venus CBD, honey. VenusCBD.com. That's why.
I feel like I'm on a bender. Well, he drugs me. He gives me like 3. He says he gives me 1. He squeezes them all together and gives me 3.
Did you ask for anything special from Jeff during during his twilight?
No, but you know what Shane? You know what Shane says?
He
Shane's
to.
Like, Stuart, you had a chance. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you should have asked to go to High Tops. I'm like,
can I go to High Tops with Shams?
Yeah, sure.
And Jason, and I'd be like, yeah, okay. What time are you coming home?
See you at midnight.
So here's the thing about veneers. They do really, really sand your teeth down, right? So they weren't like little nubs, but they were nubs. And you can smell it when they're drilling it. And then you taste all of the, it's just awful.
And then your teeth dust is like on your nose.
Yes.
Yeah, and your lips are chapped, and they're constantly putting like Vaseline on my lips. Oh.
Did you have that thing opening your mouth up?
And can I tell you something? That huge thing, they call it a mouth condom.
Oh. No, they don't.
Swear to God. That's what he called it,
that's
a mouth condom. That's what he was, I was on Xanax, but that's what I thought he heard.
Okay.
Thought I heard mouth condom. Anyway, it's so fucking big, and by the end of the day, my mouth that was really the most painful by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they gave me tons of Novocaine, tons.
That
and
part sucks too, though.
When that starts, that shot.
That first needle.
The first one is hard,
it's a big needle too, right?
It is, it is.
Slow.
It feels like it goes through your jaw, out the other side.
Yes, and when it started wearing off, it's like, oh God. Oh. Like, and then he goes, do you want me to give you more? Because we were at like 5.5 hours, and it was starting to wear off. And I said, no, I don't want to be, let's just do it. Let's just
like
get through it.
Hours.
You're right. And you should have seen me like when I was trying to drink, like the water would go down my face. Like it really looked. It
just was, paralyzed.
Yeah, it was not cute. But the thing about these veneers is like, you know, everyone's like, they're so big. You're going to have big teeth. You're going to have horse teeth. You're going to have, I will say, your teeth are bigger. My teeth are bigger. But I'm lucky because I had little teeth to begin with. So they are bigger. I have bigger teeth now. But I think it looks good.
No, they look amazing.
They look great.
They really do.
They're really good. Really
now, these
good.
Are just acrylics, and I have them for 1 week because I expedited it. So I'll have my new porcelain veneers next Saturday. All right, so this is where things went wrong. I had very, very, very detailed instructions from the doctor, the assistant, the second assistant, the receptionist.
The cadet.
Everybody had to take care of the teeth. Right, here's your soft toothbrush, and you can't, because the acrylics are kind of like molded together, you can't floss.
Oh.
So they give you these little picks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, the diet. Soft foods. I'm like, okay, what? Eggs, no salads, no like steak, no bread, soups are good. So I went home, and Nurse Thundershits came over. to take care of me. And so I had soup, and then I was really hungry. And I noticed he was eating enchiladas. And then.
That's kind of soft.
So it was soft. Yeah.
I ate it very, very carefully.
Yeah.
I had a little rice, I had a little enchilada. And then. People don't know about my obsession with pretzels, but dark pretzels and milk are my favorite thing in the whole world.
That is disgusting.
I know.
They're so dry.
I'm going to start calling you thunder shits. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Do you dip them in
the
milk?
He was snacking. You were snacking all night. I was like, I'll heat up another plate of enchiladas for you. Like, yeah, okay. And then I heated them up. Then I had to eat them all. And then you were like, no, I'm good. Then he's going on to the pudding. And then
pudding's soft food.
Yeah, soft food. That's fine. And then it's on to the goldfish.
I had cheese too. And then soft food.
Jesus.
And I didn't have any goldfish.
And then like an ice cream cone came out. And I was like, what else are you going to fucking eat?
Okay, but I had you bite into the cone part just to get to the ice cream so I could have the ice cream.
I literally cracked it for him so he could eat the rest of it. It
like
was
a
so
baby
weird.
Bird.
But here's the problem. I love those pretzels. And they're dark, right? I love them like almost burnt.
Yeah.
So every time I would go in that snack drawer, I kept looking at them.
It was like a rat in the drawer just like rattling around. I'm like, what the fuck is he eating now? I'm like, sit down and watch the show.
What were you, like stoned?
Then he comes back. Go on, tell them.
I chipped the front of my tooth.
No, are you serious? Are you?
Yeah. 100% already.
Oh my God.
You're an idiot. Unbelievable.
And it's the front
chipped.
Tooth.
It's chipped.
It's $1,000 you chipped.
I mean, think it's $2,400 actually.
Like, Alyssa, like, he might as well have just fucking taken out a bag of corn.
I will say, though,
corn nuts.
You did get right in my face. I didn't notice it until you, but I can
didn't
see
either.
It now.
I didn't notice it.
It's plain as day.
Holy shit.
And by the way, I was home an hour and a half.
When you called them, what'd they say?
I didn't call them yet.
Oh. No, he's not going to fix it.
You're swapping
them out in a week. There's
no
point.
This is the thing. Like, I don't want him to charge me. I kind of want to, because already it's really expensive.
So just write it out.
So no. This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going back in on Monday anyway.
Yes.
I'm going to tell him that I chipped it on a water bottle.
That's not believable.
No.
Well, it is story. Because you know what happened is that when I was driving home, Shane was driving me. I wasn't driving on Xanax. I went to drink from the bottle, and we hit a pothole, and I did bump my tooth.
Oh, so you already thought of this excuse.
Yes. Because I don't want to say I bit into a pretzel when he told me not to eat it because I don't want to pay for the repair.
Well, you're going to get him out in the week anyway.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
He can't even notice it.
He can repair
you're
quickly.
You're insane.
Why can't he just repair quickly on Monday?
Just don't do it.
Jeff, I can't tell, honestly.
By the way,
I swear to God.
What are they going to look like at the end of that week? You're going to be like hanging on by a thread.
It's going to look like Pennywise.
It's going to be back to the nubs.
Back to the nubs, yes.
They're going to like fall out.
Shark teeth.
And by the way, he's like, yeah, and be careful with the coffee. Okay, this is my third one. Be careful with the red wine. 2 glasses last night. They're going to look like shit.
Because you're like, they're champs. Who cares?
Did the dentist notice any soft palate bruising by chance?
He did not.
Oh,
he didn't
sorry,
say
Stu.
It. He didn't say anything about soft palate bruising.
Oh, okay.
To you.
All right.
But he did say I snored when I fell asleep. But this was kind of weird because he's married with a kid. And I'm like, oh God. I'm like, was it really loud? He's like, no, it was like kind of like a little snore. It was cute.
Oh.
I was like, oh, really? Cute?
Thanks.
Stu's never
what
said
else
that.
Do I do? That's cute, Doc.
Yeah, Stu's never said that. In fact, this morning.
No, I just punch you.
At 5:20, you hit me and you said I was snoring. And I was pissed because did you hear me like saying shit to you?
You did.
Motherfucker, like I was in a deep sleep and you didn't have to hit me.
I just give you a tap.
No, you didn't. And I was in a deep sleep, motherfucker.
Because it was like four times. I was like, okay, I'm fucking going to do it this time. Like, it was like, I don't sleep then. I'm up at like 4:30.
If you take the gummies like I tell you to, you would sleep.
But then I feel like I'm on a bender.
So what happens is, Paige, I do lie to him. So there is a really strong gummy, Avena CBD gummy called Lights Out.
Great.
Okay. Knock you out for 7-8 hours.
I don't
Here's the problem. He moves. He turns all night. He moves. He's switching the pillows.
I think I have restless leg syndrome. Oh. The thing. Yeah. It's always my legs are moving.
Your whole body's moving.
Restless body.
It's important that he takes the gummies.
Yeah, of course.
So I can sleep.
Yeah.
So he'll say, I don't want the gummy. I don't want to wake up groggy. I'm like, fine.
Give me the light one.
Yeah, the full spectrum. So I will give him a Lights Out and lie to him and say it's the full spectrum.
Oh, great.
If I only have like full spectrums upstairs, I'll take two and push them together and make it look like one.
Drugged.
And then give him two.
But it's like.
Is that legal?
The lights. It's not. The lights out. It is like, I mean, you sleep, but it's like a fucking bus hit you the next morning.
I don't have a problem getting up. I mean, you have to sleep 7 or 8 hours when you take that lights
out. It takes me a full 2 hours to kind of like be normal again.
And I think if you use code Jeff, you get 25% off.
There you go.
By the way, tonight, Instagram Live.
Oh, yes.
Your Instagram Live at 5:00.
The big grilled cook-off with Carrie
grilled
Lewis.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese cook-off with Carrie Lewis.
Is that what you're making, Stu?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a little tomato soup, I think, on the side too.
Okay.
Because Carrie makes a really good grilled cheese.
I have to say, I don't know how you're going to beat her.
I don't know either.
And by the way, he's like, you better fucking vote for me. I'm going to be honest. If she makes a better grilled cheese, I'm going to vote for her.
Pepper. Who are the judges?
I talked to Pepper before.
Who are the judges?
We went to the competition.
Me and Pepper.
Oh, is that on the list of things to eat with your veneers, grilled cheese?
Oh, yeah, because that bread is going to be like, it's going to be crunchy.
Well, another chip.
You know what? I'll cut off the crusts for you.
Aww. It's still going
to
be crunchy.
Like my mom used to do.
Little triangles.
Just put it in a blender.
Stu, take a bite first and then feed it to Jeff.
Yeah.
Bite it and then like transfer it from my mouth to his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, like a bird.
Yeah.
A little
bit. So sweet.
I'm so excited. I love grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to eat all day, so I can eat
grilled cheese. The fucking best.
But I can't chip another veneer, Stu.
I can't afford it. The bread, I'm getting some tartine bread from next door. It's going to be like epic.
That's a definite.
Is it a soft? Is it a shop? A shaft bread?
Shaft bread. It's a shaft.
I swear, I have no lisp.
It's just a shaft bread.
Shaft. It's so shaft.
Okay. Now, Stu, you have not thanked me for teaching you how to properly load and clean a dishwasher plate.
No, you got to stop. You know, I have a lot of fans on my side about this.
Oh, really? Fans?
And you know what?
Tinks has a whole community.
Do you have a dessert named after you,
they're
too?
They're all your fans, but they're on my side. But the whole thing about the dishwasher is, okay, first of all, like to clear up things. We did not have rice that night. So it definitely wasn't me that the rice was in the dishwasher.
Is it possible it's from the night before, Stu?
We didn't have the rice the night before. There's
yes,
no fucking
we did.
Rice.
We had sushi.
Yeah, but like sushi, you eat it all. It's not as if it's like
we
a
had
fried
sushi.
Rice. I asked you for rice that night we had the sushi, but you forgot to order it.
Stu, you
so
read,
no rice.
We already read the article about the dishwasher situation where it says if you don't wash off the dishes, the food will clog the drain. And that's exactly what happened
in
my house.
And that's totally fine. But for everybody out there, there is sensors in dishwashers. And they do recommend, obviously, scraping the plates. You don't want, like, you know, a short rib on there. And
which is normally what you do. Yes, I do. Puts with the bone and everything, just throws it in the dishwasher. I mean, now...
And so you wipe it, like, you just... A quick rinse. But you don't clean the plate. Because the dishwasher has to clean the plate. Because there's sensors in the dishwasher that, like, it sees the dirt on the plates. And so it increases the cycle. And if the plates are clean, you're going to get a weak cycle.
Not a week.
I don't care about a weak cycle, and that's bullshit. And you know what? Here's the thing. Now what he
does... I worked for Whirlpool for a bit. I did. I really did. I used to do demos for them with all their cookware and stuff.
So
like
now
that.
What he does is he'll... To be a smartass, he'll be like, is this plate okay? That's what you did last night. I'm like, no, it's not.
It was fucking,
it's not.
It was fucking filthy.
You're like, again!
There was, like, stuck on cheese from the enchiladas. I was like, hey, is this okay, you motherfucker?
Did you make the enchiladas, Stu, or did you get them from somewhere?
No, he has somebody that drops off some food during the week.
Yeah, because...
Oh, you have a private chef?
I have a chef, because the chef that I'm dating doesn't cook for me.
The one in your bed doesn't cook.
Right. So...
I offered up all the time, and he's like, no, let's go out for dinner. I'm like, okay.
Oh, you're so full of it. You're so full of it.
Jeff's like, no, baby.
Do you know
rest.
What? You're getting grilled cheese tonight.
I'm excited.
And you're going to lose a tooth.
Don't
you.
Honestly, it's worth losing another veneer.
Wasn't one of the pros that you were excited about the veneers is losing weight? Because you're not supposed to eat.
No, not him.
Wasn't that like something you were boasting
Good
about?
Point, Paige.
Yes, but here's the thing. You're right. I had a little slip up last night.
But
you couldn't stay out of that drawer.
Slipped out.
You literally went to that drawer 5 times.
Okay, let me explain something to you. I didn't eat much during the day.
That's
I had
true.
The Xanax.
That's true.
And then on the way out, he gave me 3 Advil and 2 Tylenol all at once.
I offered you an enchilada.
I was dizzy.
Plate.
I was dizzy, and weak.
I should have asked him for things.
I have a grilled cheese question.
Yes.
The cheese is important.
Correct.
Are you revealing what cheeses you're using beforehand, or are you going to save that? Because Carrie might be listening. But
I
I'm
know.
Curious.
I mean, there is going to be a slice of American cheese
you
in there.
Got
you
it.
Gotta oh, have it in there
so
for the
good.
Saltiness and just like the plastic
thinking.
Effect.
Honestly,
it's just really good.
Her grilled cheese is perfection. I don't know
and
what
then
he's
on
going
the fence
to do
then
to
with
top
Gruyere
it.
Or like a sharp Irish cheddar. I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe a bit of mozzarella for the pull.
Wow.
Oh, I can't.
Good luck.
But it's all about the outside of the bread, and I'm not revealing that secret until tonight.
Fair.
Okay.
It's good. Good strategy.
Should add a Xanax. Yeah. I've got like 9 left.
No, not for Pepper. She can't have it.
Oh, it'd be better. Actually.
I get my I'd get the behaved. Microplane out and just like shave it on top.
She'd be better behaved, I think. If
shave
we gave
it
her.
Like truffle.
Oh, by the way, we didn't mention Shane's absence today.
Miss him.
He is on his way to Washington. to see his birth parents. They, I guess, apparently want to spend time with him now. Like, where have you been the last 2 years? Yeah. So once I try to adopt him, of course, they come back into his life.
Always.
Like, oh, classic. We want to see you. Come to Washington.
Losers.
How dare they?
No, Shannon. Just kidding. Shannon is a queen.
They had no. They had no interest in his life before, and now all of a sudden that I've showed him some interest, now they want back in his life.
Well, they do have a lot of kids.
Yeah, they have like 3 other kids.
Absentee parents.
Yeah. They're poisoning him. You should block their phone calls on his phone.
Oh, you think they're. Oh, they're like mind poisoning.
Yeah, they're probably saying
brainwashing.
About his adoptive dad.
Oh, do you think they're gonna say
Jeff doesn't love you anymore? He doesn't want you sleeping over.
He took
over.
You away from us.
You don't think they're gonna remove the pics of he and I on Instagram, like Betty?
Oh my God.
Ooh.
That's coming next.
Betty, we may never Betty see him removed. Again. Krista took a few pictures.
And they're down.
Betty got him removed. And actually, I was telling.
So fast at doing that.
Tonight.
Yeah.
You need to be very careful. Because if Monroe's there, we cannot have her on camera because Betty will get the whole Instagram live shut down.
Yeah.
He'll call 911. It'll be like the SWAT team will come in, take us all away. And I won't even get my grilled cheese.
There's going to be so much
fun. So Shane's in Washington. Are you sad?
Yeah, I miss him. I already called him this morning.
What did you need?
I just wanted to know, like, what time you leaving? What time you board? Seriously, I'm like, where are you going to park? Are you driving? Are you Ubering? He's such like, a dad.
That's fine.
I'm such a dad.
I thought you were like, Shane, where's my key? Where's my thing? Can you wipe my butt?
And I told him, I'm like, no, it wasn't like that. And I said, you know, I'm going to miss you. And I said, I want to say that I'm not going to call you, but I'm probably going to call you about 17 times this weekend. Yeah. He goes, I know you are.
Today. Just today.
Well, Jeff was 20 minutes late today, and Chef Stu and I were like, oh, is he just not
Yeah, I texted him, like, hey, you
coming
to work today?
To work today?
Oh. We're all here.
I just couldn't get it together this morning.
Yeah, because Shane's
not here.
Oh, and also, I used the hyaluronic iPads.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, because I was puffy this morning, because we had a bottle of wine, and we were up late watching Resident Evil.
Oh, so good.
I know, I just keep going to the next episode. The next episode was like 11:30. I don't think we went to bed till midnight.
Alyssa is the CEO of Umbrella Corp.
Yeah. Oh, you know what he said to me last night? Because he's like, because you came back, you had a scene last night. So there's this like boss bitch CEO. And when we were watching it, I started laughing because she comes in and she like just takes over. And he's like, hey, that's Alyssa. And I was laughing my ass off. And then last night, you had another scene. You had a lot of scenes last, in last
yeah,
night's episode.
She was busy. Booked and blessed. Yeah.
And Sue looks, he goes, you like Alyssa, don't you? And I'm like,
don't tell anyone.
I'm like, I guess. Yeah,
it's
she's
mutual,
yeah.
He I
was
know.
Like, yeah, I do. I like, I really do. I really like
but
her.
But see, what people don't realize is that. Oh, and people were like, getting mad at Shane the other day because I guess he said something derogatory to me. I like when people
That's
treat
the love
me like
language.
Shit. It is.
That's our love language.
I love when people treat me badly or talk badly to me or down to me or criticize me. I suddenly love them.
I told you, it's like the Findom. You're so into that.
I know. I want to talk about Findom when we come back, and also your
we have an update.
Your last, you know, the situation with the guy you were dating.
We're
gonna have to discuss that.
Crucify his.
Yes. Can't wait to hear about this.
Oh, it didn't end the way you wanted it, huh?
No, but guess what? Petty wins.
Petty wins. Okay, well, we're gonna take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with Chef Stuart O'Keefe and Paige Davis. Next week, Monday, we have Monica Casey and Doug Budin. Tuesday, actor Anthony Anderson and Andrew Coleman. Wednesday, actor Ryan O'Connell and Doug Budin. Thursday, Dr. Donna Denenfelser with Megan Weaver. And Friday, actress Denise Richards with Megan Weaver. It's a good lineup.
It's a great lineup.
All right, so I do want to also just promote at 5 o'clock today Pacific, Chef Stuart O'Keefe and Carrie Lewis will be doing a grilled cheese grill-off,
cook-off, bake-off. Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, it'll be live. I'll be there. Todd will be there.
You're going to judge, and Pepper's going to judge.
And I imagine Todd will judge, too, yeah, but probably. He's biased. And then I think Carrie's friend Danielle will be there. She's a good time.
Oh, cool.
I think she probably will judge as well. Great. But, you know, this isn't going to be a hands-down like win for you. Like, you're really going to have to bring it today.
I always lose to home cooks. I did a show on NBC, and I lost twice to home cooks. It's just so embarrassing. So yeah, maybe I can redeem myself today.
And then, from what I understand here, you had a weigh-in this morning of 222.2.
You know what? You know, I went to the toilet, and it was like 200. No, it wasn't 200. It was
220 pounds lost.
It was like 220.1.
220.
Yeah.
Okay, this was after our morning weigh-in.
After I took a poop.
Okay. And then also, since yesterday, since I know that you're not so happy that your childhood nickname, which was Thundershits, and I brought that up yesterday, and since then you've received 70 to 80 DMs.
Yeah, so like here's a few, just as an example. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Chef Thundershits. Chef Thundershits is coming in hot. If you're Thundershits, then Jeff is lightning piss with his UTI. What a match.
Wow.
That is true.
Match made in heaven.
That is true. So I actually have been getting, when I announced that you were going to be on the show, I got some poo emojis.
I get lightning strike and a shit emoji. That's what I get.
Cute. Can I ask a weight question? You seem like great. Your body's great.
Yeah.
So what's your ideal weight? If 222, does that work
I'd
for
love
you?
To be at like 210. Like 200 would be like insane. But like 210 is really nice.
Because you'd be like, cut.
Yeah, kind of like just, you know, I think I have a lot of water weight and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's water. Yeah.
Enchiladas.
But you can't really tell. Like when he gains 10 pounds, it goes to his legs.
Yeah, legs and ass.
Yeah, you look good. So I'm really like, well, 222 seems to work for you then.
Yeah.
All right. So I do want to talk about the last time you were here, Paige. You started dating a new man, and I reframed it.
No, you truly did, and I actually took your advice to heart the most.
Yeah, because I feel like it's words of affirmation, which is probably his love language, and he said very nice things to you. I know that the timing was a little off, but when you were making out, he would stop, and what are some of the things he would say to you?
Such a sweet girl.
And then he would go back to kissing you.
Such a nice girl. My gorgeous girl.
And then go back to kissing. Okay, so then he would say those really nice things. And then, so I said you should give him another, I mean, he sounds like a nice, you know, nurturing, attentive man.
You said it was trainable, and I actually really took that to heart.
Did you say something to him?
Well, this is the best part of the story, is he listened to the show.
Nobody listens.
Swear to God. Swear to
According
God
to SiriusXM executives, no one listens, but we kind of know we know otherwise.
And this was a complete blindside because I never told him that I did the show, never told him anything. And he just decided to look at my Instagram, which, by the way, he found on his own. I never sent it to him. Whatever. It's 2022. You can find people's Instagram. And he saw that I did the show, and he listened. And
oh, boy.
he wrote notes in his phone. Subject line was, "What not to do with Paige."
Oh,
and
wow.
It was so cute. Like, it really was. And it was, "Don't call her my sweet girl when we're kissing. Don't touch her ass unless we're in a relationship." Like, and then we had a very mature conversation about, like, what I would share on the radio if we continue dating. Like, he really was a sweet, normal guy.
And I'm sorry, his age, please.
41.
Fine.
Which is actually young for me.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
30.
Okay, so very age appropriate. 10 years is perfect. 11 years is perfect.
Yeah.
And then successful guy.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Successful. Owns a condo.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so how long did you date him?
So we dated for about 6 weeks.
Okay.
And
how often would you see him?
Like 3 times a week.
Would you spend the night?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
So that goes into the conclusion of our relationship is I spent the night one night. Mm-hmm. And the next day he was like, "Oh, I have a bunch of appointments I need to do. Feel free to let yourself out, get ready for the day, whatever."
But wasn't he on his way to Palm Springs?
So yeah, he told me the night before, he said, "You know what? I'm going to Palm Springs."
For what reason?
So my uncle, he just finished his last round of chemo. I really want to spend time with him. So I'm not going to be able to see you this weekend. I was like, "Oh my God, that's so great. Have so much fun." So he was like, "Give you a kiss in the morning. I'm not going to see you this weekend." So I'm at his house getting ready for the day. It's around like 10.
Because he left already.
Yeah, he left already.
He said lock it up when you leave.
Yeah. He had appointments that day, he said. And his appointments that day were getting his back waxed, getting his eyebrows.
He told you that?
Yeah. Jesus. Everyone has the same reaction, which I have the opposite reaction. I think that's very mature, and he takes care of himself. What's wrong with
that? Fine. You're right.
Who cares? He's
right.
Metro.
I don't have a hairy back. If I did, maybe I'd get
a
wax.
Yeah, he'd get a wax. So he was getting his eyebrows done. He was going to meet his personal trainer. He had appointments that day.
Wow. So he's self-care.
Yeah, so we love that.
Love.
Yeah,
that's attractive.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Gorgeous.
I'm getting ready at his house. It's around 10:30, and there's this dinging going off. And I'm like, "Oh my God, this is so annoying. Like, what the fuck?" So I go looking for the dinging. It's coming from his iPad. I go to the iPad, turn off the dinging. What does it say? It says a calendar event. What? Summer 2022 party at Exotic Dreams Resort in Palm Springs. Now,
what's that?
Now, when I read that name.
I've never stayed there.
Yeah. I read that name and I was like, "You know what? This sounds interesting.
Exotic Dreams.
Exotic Dreams. I mean, when I have exotic dreams, they're.
I think when I go to Palm Springs, the Parker or Exotic Dreams.
So, oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Should we join the mailing list?
So, hold on. So,
holy shit.
Obviously.
We got to go.
We're looking at the website right now.
Jameson, is that where you go?
No, it's too scandalous for me.
So I saw that name and I go, "Wow, this is interesting. There's I got to Google this thing."
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Continue. Sorry.
I got to Google this thing. So I pull up the website. It's a fucking swingers resort.
Oh. And so it was in his calendar that he had to be there by a certain time.
Yeah, the
Can
event?
You just go scroll down a little bit? So depending on what date you guys, if you're all interested in going, between August 12th and 14th, they have the 80s and 90s glow. August 19th to the 21st, they have Latin music and dance. September 2nd through 5th, schoolgirls and professors.
Ooh. Wow, sign me up.
Oh, September 8th, Hot Wife Thursday.
Me?
What?
September 9th through 11th,
what?
Playgirls Party Weekend.
No!
And then September 16th through the 18th, Wild Summer Weekend.
Can we go that weekend?
Yes.
It's my birthday weekend. Can we go that weekend?
Chump event.
I'm canceling Napa.
Paige.
So much better.
Let's clarify. He said he was going to see his uncle.
Uncle. Okay.
Who just had chemo.
Yeah. Like his last round. So it's a celebratory with his uncle.
Wow.
So.
At Wild Summer Weekend. That's where I would take, honestly, someone who just finished chemo.
Yeah.
Probably needs a little cheering up.
New lease on life.
I'd go to Hot Wife Thursday.
So I look at the website, and it was a firefighters and policemen theme weekend. It was a private
event.
Got
my attention.
It said closed for private event.
Should we go?
So
is it over?
Yeah. It was back in July. Okay. So I call a few of my friends.
I'm intrigued by that one. Okay, sorry.
Me too.
I call a few of my friends.
Which one would you be?
Right,
sorry, I'm so sorry.
Cool down.
God, the
sorry.
Two of you with
Let
your fucking ADD. Jesus
I'm sorry.
Christ.
I'm so
Just
sorry.
Just horny bitches
yeah.
over here.
Jesus.
You guys are getting excited about the Hot Wife Thursday.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, so I call a bunch of my friends. I'm seeing red.
Of course.
I am seeing red. This motherfucker lied to me. So I call a bunch of my friends. I'm like, what do I do? Is this real? They're like, Paige, that's like literally what he's doing. So what do? I'm not even joking. I actually thought of you and Stu in this moment. I go, I'm going to be a petty bitch.
Thank you, Paige.
He has massive OCD. So what did I do before I left his house? I opened every single cabinet.
I opened
every single drawer. I rearranged all of his shirts out of color order. I splashed water all over the mirrors. I put all of his towels on the floor.
Jeff, are you okay?
This is a montage. This is the montage. Like,
this is my worst nightmare.
Montage.
I took all of his toilet paper and sprung it all around his bathroom. I swear to God, I thought of Stu. I swear to God. And what bothers Jeff?
You should have called me. I would have given you some tips.
It sounds like Stu's apartment, actually. Yeah.
I decided to be a petty bitch and do all that because fuck you. You lied to me. So as soon as I left, because I had to leave the scene of the crime, obviously.
Did you lock up?
Yeah, I did, actually. And I turned the air off. I was so nice. I texted his ass, and I said, hope you and your uncle have a great time at Exotic Dreams Resort this weekend.
Oh, nice one.
Please make sure to take advantage of that complimentary breakfast they offer.
But one step further, you wanted to be certain. So what did you do?
So I was driving home. I was seeing red. He calls me, and he goes, what are you talking about? And I go, you're fucking killing her event! I've never screamed so loud in my life, you guys. I saw red. And he goes, what are you talking about? It's not on my phone. I go, it's on your fucking iPad!
Wow.
But it's not on my phone. It's called the iCloud, and they fucking sync together, you moron!
That's what they call it.
He kept saying over and over and over, but it's not on my phone. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, he is 41.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's now denying it then.
Straight up, he's denying it. So I'm starting to double think, and I'm like, fuck.
You're second guessing yourself.
I'm second guessing myself. He's like, you're not giving me a chance to explain.
Gaslighting.
He is, no, straight up gaslighting me. And he's like,
there's
I'll give you
of it right next to you. Go ahead.
He goes, I'll give you my uncle's address. I swear to God, I'm going to my uncle. So I'm really thinking it over, and I'm like, fuck. Okay, I really like this guy. Shit. I gotta go
clean up that toilet paper.
No. Yeah. Oh, God, no. I gotta figure out if this is legit. I need to come correct with receipts.
Mm.
So I start calling the resort.
Iconic.
They're not answering. Hold on. They're not answering. But, as you can see on the website, you can text the resort.
Oh.
Talk about five star. So
wait,
what?
Where can we text them?
Don't give it out.
Please
just know.
Don't.
No, I want to know when that police and fireman event is.
Probably
can
next
we text
July.
Them?
Maybe it's next
so,
July.
So what do I do? Because I want to be like a housewife coming to a reunion with a binder of receipts.
Yeah.
Okay. So I text the resort and I say, hi there. I am William Smith's assistant.
Oh, you probably shouldn't have said his name.
No, it's not his name.
Oh, good.
She knows how this
goes. I know
works.
How to do it.
You're smarter than me.
Yeah, I am. Hi there. I am William Smith's assistant. Just wanted to confirm his name on the list for the private event this weekend. They say, I don't see his name on there.
Mm.
I said, Bill Smith?
Mm.
They say, yes, it's there. I say, is it confirmed? They said, yes. I said, thank you so much. Screenshot that and I send it to him.
Oh, shit.
I said,
what did Bill say?
I say, Bill, you don't know who you're fucking with. I'm a millennial and I don't fuck around with receipts.
Yeah.
I come correct.
Yeah.
You're on their confirmed guest list. I checked. So stop pretending you have no idea what I'm talking about and continuing the story that you're going to see your uncle. It's pathetic and makes you look like an idiot. Next time you date a girl, don't double down and say you want to be monogamous. Be upfront, let her know you're into this weird swinging shit.
I mean.
We're done, Bill. Have a nice life. Don't be so sloppy with your lies next time.
Wow.
Good job,
Paige.
Very good. Wow,
Paige. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you left that relationship with your self-respect
and
dignity. Fuck him.
Fuck
Bill.
Him.
William, whatever the fuck you call yourself.
Billy.
Your name is Bill. That's
Bob.
Wow.
Weird.
So you don't think couples therapy would help?
This is what I truly
at the resort.
Think. Oh, God. That would be hot. In between swinging sessions.
Well, I know where the next chump event's going to be.
Okay.
You know what? This is what I truly think. I truly think, okay, maybe there is an uncle in Palm Springs. And guess what? Maybe he was going to go see him for 10 minutes.
Right.
Right. Pop in on his way.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. You fucking lied, and you're doubling down on your lie.
Plus, by the way, he's putting you at risk. He's going to go to this resort.
Oh.
He's going to come back with monkeypox or God knows what else, and he's putting you at risk.
So I forgot this detail of the story. So in between him calling me incessantly and me denying the call, I start ruminating, and I'm like, holy shit, this motherfucker, I don't know what he has. I text him and I go, look out for the Venmo I'm about to send you for my STD blood panel I'm going to get right now.
Oh, yeah. I would get scared too.
Yeah, so I went immediately to urgent care. A Venmo requested him $600.
Wow. Did he send it to you?
Immediately.
Finned up.
Wow, that's really good.
Tell me you're not guilty if you send that shit right away.
Oh, no, he's been fucking other girls.
Of course.
Sorry.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah. If he Venmo, how soon did he Venmo the 600?
I'm not even within 30 seconds.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Oh. He had sex with a lot of girls.
Yeah. So
a lot of girls.
Don't worry, I'm clean. But
thank God. Oh, Stu's telling me to stop.
Just like, don't stop. Just like, God, calm down. telling us the story.
What
like,
if he had told you on
he
week?
Fucked everybody. I mean, shut up.
What if he had told you on week three? Hey, this is something I'm into. I'm going in 3 weeks. What do you think your reaction would have been?
So, Jameson, I've thought of that scenario. Okay. I sure have. And I thought about it, and I think, you know what? Maybe week three would be a bit soon to tell someone about that. But how about this? Maybe month six, when we really have intense feelings for each other. I mean, don't you want to do whatever you can to make your partner happy? Like, if Stu came to you and said, hey, I'm into some weird shit.
I'd say goodbye. I'm looking for a reason. That's all I need.
Such a bitch.
Jeff, goodbye.
Just goodbye. A question.
Yeah, I wouldn't even let him finish the sentence. But I guess my question is, what day did he go? Because I wonder, what event was there?
I told you, the firefighters and police.
Yeah, like what?
That's when he went?
Well, it was a private event. I don't
see,
know.
See, I wonder if he's got the uniform.
Oh.
And can I borrow it?
How tall was he?
No, I've so
Chumpaween.
Is he so he went during the firemen and police swingers one?
I guess. And you have to bring a partner to these things.
Get
you
off can't... that.
Well, I was just curious.
He's getting off
it's
that
a little...
all right.
But... so he must have a girl that he brings with him for these things.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Because you can't go single.
You can't go single.
Because it's couples.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules.
I
don't know.
Jeff,
you can't go by yourself?
I just signed you up for the emails, so you're fine.
And why would he miss Hot Wife Thursday? that's the question
that's
here.
That's the night, baby.
Wow.
Oh, good story.
Real good story.
I just
can
want
you put
you...
that up again? So this is... I didn't think about it. He's bringing somebody with him. So it's somebody in Palm Springs or whatever?
Who fucking cares?
So he has multiple girls?
I'm sure he does. Somebody who's his comrade in these swinging conquests. Not me.
So is it verified you cannot go by yourself?
I don't know, Jeff. These are assumptions I've made.
Okay? Oh, I don't know. I don't know the rules. I can see a day pass. I can get a day pass for $80.
Pass,
80
I can text.
No,
text
on the weekends,
resort,
it's $120. Oh, God, you save $40 if you go during the week.
I can text a resort and ask what the rules are. You know, they respond right away.
You have to email your resume to them.
Ooh.
What?
You have to be accepted.
Jameson, send
says
that.
So on the website.
Clothing optional. Do you see that?
Oh, resume for duties.
Oh.
For what?
It's going to work. Then.
Duties to perform.
Oh, okay.
That's where Jameson goes in Palm Springs, guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to perform.
They're looking for party hostesses.
It's fascinating. It really is fascinating.
I swear to God. So my girlfriend, Britt, who you guys have met, she
love
was,
Britt.
I know. She was down in Palm Springs where her mom lives at that time. And I go, Britt, I will pay you $1,000 to go to that event and surprise him.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Does he know Britt?
Yes.
So she just showed up.
No, I wanted her to.
If she just showed up. Yeah. Wow.
I know. That would have been fun.
Can I ask you something? Were you, because I just want to be clear. So if you were dating William or Bill, and 6 months down the line, he's like, hey, I'm into swinging. Would you be open to that?
Listen, I never say never, honestly. Like, I don't think I would be, but you like I said, you do what you can for the person you love.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you might have gone to that resort with him.
I mean, if anything, just to be a voyeur there, I would watch that shit all day.
Mm.
Of all the upcoming events, which ones would you choose? Alyssa, can you go back?
Well, I don't think I qualify for Hot Wife Thursday. I don't think I qualify.
But see, they're going to ask for a marriage license.
That's what I just said. I don't think I qualify. Well, I
no, but you could say you're married or whatever. Or what is there like a MILF event
for a marriage license?
80s and 90s glow sounds fun.
Schoolgirls and professors. I mean, that's a Pornhub category I like to frequent.
Oh. What else? What other Pornhub categories, Paige?
Okay, this is going. This is
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a turn.
All right, so I did also want to mention that the Lia Black Beauty Bundle is still on sale now. It's $139. That includes shipping. It's 44% off. You'll save $111 off retail. It's the face serum with 250 milligrams of CBD, the CBD soothing eye cream, and the skin renewal exfoliant, all for $139, which includes shipping. You go to leahblack.com/Jeff now. Also, you may want to check out the hyaluronic eye patches as well as the Sudden Youth sativa oil, because it is 50% off when you use the Jeff Lewis Life code. So you can get the hyaluronic eye patches for $62.50. They retail for $125. And the oil you can get for $125, it normally retails for $250. It's a great, great deal. Okay, the other thing too, Jackie Schimmel, our fellow chump, she's hosting her own show. It's a 5-day limited run next week on Radio Andy at 11 a.m. Pacific. It is a 1-hour live show. I believe it's a test to see how well she does, right? Yes, I'm assuming.
It's a 1-week show.
It's a 1-week test.
Okay.
So it sounds to me like she
does 5 days live.
So what they're saying,
11 a.m.
Pacific. Let me just translate. Jackie Schimmel has a limited run 5-day show. Okay, that means
Great. They're
testing her to do enough. Don't you know? Let's not insult the intelligence of
no,
our
that's
extremely bright
that's
audience.
That's not what we're doing. That's not what we're
so
doing.
So hopefully it does great. I love Jackie Schimmel. I think she should have her own show. Next week, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Correct.
All right. Stu, people are wondering about therapy, how well it's been going for us.
It's been good. It's
not
been really
well,
good.
Bitch.
Not well. Not well, bitch. I mean, it was good. I kind of lost it a bit towards the end of it. You know, you drop those bombs, and I'm like, no, I'm going to have the last word here. So
I think the problem is that she asked me for examples, and so I have to bring up the past to give her examples, and then he gets angry and is like, we've already talked about this. Why are we talking about this again?
Yeah.
And then exactly. I witnessed a crazy Irish temper.
Yeah, but you said it turned you on. So.
A little bit. A
you
little
did.
Bit.
You told me that night.
Reframe, Stu.
It was a good time that night. but there was one point, like, we're in the middle of fighting, then we're not, or like arguing, whatever. And then Dr. Judy is like, she has this kind of epiphany. She has this like statement. And so I'm trying to write it down and say, like, don't control the doubts and concerns. Let life reveal them. Once you start controlling them, you interfere with the results. So I'm writing it down in the notes, and Jeff is looking at me. And I'm like, don't control the doubts and concerns. Let life. There's no life.
It took, honestly, the reason it is because I keep repeating the boundaries every week. And she said, you've got to stop.
Yeah.
He knows the boundaries, right? And I think I do it because I get scared that he's going to cross a boundary and then hurt me. So what I do is I find myself every 7 days reiterating the boundaries. And so I realized that Judy was like, you have to stop doing this. He knows the boundaries. You don't need to say it. He's going to do what he's going to do. And I'm like, you're right. I resign. I'm resigning from this. Like, I am no longer, he knows he's either going to fuck up or he's not going to fuck up. He'll do it next week or 6 months from now. He's going to do what he's going to do. So that's why she brought that up, which
it was really good.
But here's the problem. Like,
he gave his resignation.
Read it again. Read it again. Because it is. It
don't
is impactful.
Control the doubts and concerns. Let life reveal them. Once you start controlling them, you interfere with the results.
So Stu also thought that it would be important to write it down. Okay. It took her. I am not kidding. 15 times she had to repeat it. And I'm watching because he's sitting next to me and I'm watching him text. And all the words are wrong. And it's like, here,
don't control the life.
Give me that.
There's no life.
I was getting so mad. By the ninth time, I'm like.
I wrote it like 3 times down. Don't control the doubts and life. There's not life.
I was getting so mad. It took her 15 times. And I'm like, you know what, Stu? Let her write it down. Let her write it down.
Now we're talking.
But
getting there was the best part.
I needed therapy after the drive there. You don't take Wilshire to the 405, do you?
I like to stay within a 3-mile radius of my house.
Yeah, it was. He was so angry.
My shit.
Well, there's all that construction on Wilshire. It's
but
a shit
Shane
show.
Had consulted Waze. He consulted Google. For whatever reason, they thought that Wilshire was the best bet. It was not. And I did lose my shit in the car.
Why are we not moving? Why can't they work at night?
Why
are we taking Wilshire, Shane? Shane, what's going on with Waze?
I did lose my shit.
I need fucking therapy from this drive. That's what I need.
I did lose my shit.
It's the last time we're taking Wilshire.
I needed therapy after the drive.
As if Shane controls Waze.
Shane, we're all
Shane
stressed.
Shane controls
But
your
I was
mouth.
Like, no, Shane, you're smarter than this. You know better than this. Why would you take Wooster?
I'm like, calm the fuck down.
Everybody else. There. There's construction.
It was anyway. Like 12 o'clock and we were still on Wooster.
All right. I'm really excited about that exotic resort.
Yeah.
Chump Weekend.
I signed you up for emails.
Thank you so. Did you really?
I did.
You're such a bitch. Really? That's kind of fucking amazing.
When are we going?
And your phone number.
Amazing.
They might call you.
No, don't give him my number, but my email's fine.
You do your email.
All right. Paige Davis.
Bye-bye.
Chef Stuart O'Keefe, thank you for being here. Have a great weekend.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.